Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group. He is a 10-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents and turned his independent brokerage into a $50 million company before joining one of the top real estate franchises, ERA. Evan delivers his real-world real estate experience to you, the real estate agent. You can follow Evan on the Twitter feed at WorkWithEvan using hashtag AskEvan. For all your questions, concerns, comments, ideas, or anything else real estate related.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How about that for some technical glitch here, buddy? I forgot to click it back over.
I was wondering why we hadn't heard anything.
Yeah, I was wondering why the lady wasn't talking to us, man. So, oh, geez. How you doing, buddy? Monday morning, what's that?
Welcome, welcome. Monday morning.
We don't have
the Monday blues around here.
I don't think we'll go outside today unless you want me to go outside.
I'm not going outside.
All right, we'll just keep it.
I do have the snow blues.
Snow blues?
Yeah,
I'll go outside. I'm not afraid.
I don't like
this stuff. All right, so hey, I'm gonna go outside so we don't echo with each other. Can you believe I forgot to click over?
Well, you did it right in time, so awesome. So, Evan's going outside. He's in shorts. He's got a red shirt on so that he can be seen while he's walking in the street. And he's got these massive boots on his feet.
Try, baby. Boots. I got new snow boots, baby. Woohoo! Oh, man, it's nice out here. All right, listen. Are you, Keith, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed. Is it me or has the market hit a wall?
Boom. Big wall. Big
Boom.
Wall. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, one day we woke up and said, what happened?
What happened? What happened?
Exactly.
So, so the days on market are up, the new listings are down. Certainly not a negative by anything. It's just a market switch, and I think that in anything, you have to be ready for it. So I have an example for you here, and then we're going to get in the call. So Keith, I just got to tell the story, okay?
Go ahead.
I go to Nans every. You guys know my whereabouts. I say it every single time, but I go to Nans for months and months. And Nans sold. Nans sold to a very nice lady, Anissa, and her family. Now, Anissa walked in, left things the way they were for a week or two, decided what was good or bad, and one of the things that she did, which nobody really wanted her to do, including her staff, is she decided she was going to open Mondays. Nan has not typically been open on Mondays. Now, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but restaurant industry, typically some of the fancier places are not open on Mondays. Golf courses, some of the higher-end stuff, you know, they take Monday to kind of recuperate a little bit. But if you're a breakfast joint and you only work half a day, you know, it makes sense to be open every day. So I go in there today, and there's, you know, 30 people in there. You know, the bar is full or the counter's full. You know, all the regulars are in there. And that really is something where you take, you know, a business, you analyze it, you figure out what's good and what's bad. You don't rush into change, but you think what's going to be good for her. And she opens up Mondays, and it's obviously paying off to her, for her.
Absolutely.
So I think that we need to kind of do the same thing. Hey, I don't mean to bug you, but whatever's hitting your microphone is getting you good. And I listened to a call last night and definitely can hear. So there you go. Nice job. So we got it. So we have to figure out how we're going to address our business with kind of the downturn, right? So the downturn.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was thinking you got to analyze. That's how you stay in front. You got to analyze, and then make a conscious effort, conscious decision to make a change.
Well, we've all had business partnerships, and one of my partnerships in my past life basically dissolved because I kept questioning what we were doing. And I know I bring these things up, you know, time and time again. Sometimes it's old rhetoric, but I constantly question, and I know Keith and Tina and Nicole and even Scott Del Cipredi to a big level, you know, says we're switching again. Yeah, I mean, we just talked about this. Well, until we're all to the point where we don't need to make any money, we're all on our yacht doing everything's on autopilot, you always got to be switching. Just like Nan switched, right? Just like Nan says, you know what, we can do a little better if we just break out that comfort zone and be open on Mondays. And I don't know what it's going to be like at 10 o'clock in there, but I know between 7 and 8 it was pretty busy. So
it's called adapting.
It's called adapting. So as the listings stop hitting the market, which they have, there's only been, according to my research, there's only been three or four new listings that have hit North Reading in the last couple weeks, right? Very, very few people are putting their homes on the market, which means there's not enough inventory. There wasn't enough inventory already for the buyers to find. Now there's even less inventory. So if there's no new listings up, then you're certainly not going to get any response, and you're certainly not going to have any way to reach out to your people because, frankly, there's nothing to tell them, right? No new markets hit. No new houses hit the market today.
Yeah, hey, there's nothing to see.
Hey, nothing to see. Just want to let you know I'm thinking about you. So that's where you have to adapt into this Brian Buffini thing. The Brian Buffini thing has come at a wonderful time. So I'm telling you that the downturn of the market is bad, but at the same time, all that stuff that, frankly, we're not very good at, cold calling expired, cold calling for sale by owners, hitting up our prospects, all the things that we seem to miss coming off of last call, is good. That's why you should be happy about it because, you know what, there's no expires to call. So don't worry about it. You know what I mean? The list isn't growing. I can't plop another 30 new ones on you because there's not 30 ones to give you, right? So what we need to do more than ever, what we really need to do more than ever is we really need to get our database together, you know, really need to get our database together. Now, I was elected to the North Reading Softball Board last night, and I'm primarily there for no other reason than our presence is so big in the town that they want to help. They want me to help them with the North Reading presence, the North Reading Softball presence. And that speaks volumes when another company comes to another company and says, hey, can you come help us for free? And then that person decides to do that. That says a lot about our volume, our marketing. But that's what you guys got to do. You guys got to figure out who you're going to team with. You got to figure out whose restaurant you're going to walk into on a regular basis and say, you know what, this is going to be my spot, right? These are going to be my go-to people. This is going to be where I'm going to network and I'm going to grow and I'm going to you know, make my referral base come out of here. Because you can do one of two things, right, Keith? You can sit on your ass and moan and groan and say, oh, gee, real estate sucks, and go look for a job that pays you $7 an hour.
Poor me.
Life sucks, you know. Or you could get on the horse and you can start making some friends. You can start making some relationships. And you can start building a business that's going to pay you, you know, leaps and bounds in the days to come.
This is the time that will separate you between having a very good exponential spring or looking around saying, why are they doing business and I'm not?
There's still business out there. The rental market is still out there. There are still businesses out there. There's still business to be had out there. It's just not coming as easy as it may come in June or July or May, right? And we all know that. And it takes a bold person to stay up here in front of a group and say, you know what? The market's kind of slow right now. I could just bullshit you and say, oh, gee, the market's great. You just aren't doing anything. Oh, the market's great. but I'm not going to lie to you about that. I have my own listing that's been on the market for 75 days. There's no reason why it should be on the market for 75 days. There are homes that are less that are priced higher than mine, and mine's still sitting on the market. So, you know, you don't have answers for that, right? The answers are, you know, the buyers aren't seeing the inventory pop up, so they're kind of moving away from the portals. They're kind of moving away from the sites because there's nothing new to report. And when there's nothing new to report, then they don't make it there. So enough with the negative Nance. The point is you have to find the people that you're going to work with and you're going to be friends with. You have to get your database together. You have to think outside of the box. So for those of you jumping any time here, Keith, I know I'm just kind of going off the cuff here, buddy, but –
You're doing good. Oh, absolutely. You're doing good.
All right,
sorry.
All right, I'll keep going then. Okay, so we're rocking this Brian Buffini thing, and it's basically work by referral, and it's doing great. We've got a small little group here having a lot of fun with it. But, you know, one of the homework assignments, for those of you who are not in the class, one of the homework assignments was to bring in a list of your database. And I was actually, and if you're on the call here, I apologize, I was actually kind of stunned by the lack of creativity or the lack of thinking outside the box or the lack of thinking about who I'd be comfortable to mail a card to. I mean, it was seriously like, yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe. Well, I don't know. You know, there's always kind of I don't knows about reaching out to the people that may give you business, and you put all these freaking barriers. It's like if you're going to put barriers on mailing a card, you're going to put barriers on cold calling expired, you're going to put barriers on everything else, then what the hell are you doing?
No, you're just handcuffing yourself, and that's
yeah,
everybody
totally.
Does that. We as agents do that. No specific agent. We as agents do that. Oh, they don't want to hear from me now. So
yeah.
Here, now's the time, and I said it a minute ago, and Evan said it, and we alluded to it. Now's the time to really pull yourself together and say, listen, everybody in the world, until they tell you stop contacting me, everybody in the world wants to hear from you. Everybody in the world wants
you
to be thinking
that.
They want to know. Everybody loves it when they get something that says, hey, I was thinking about you. If I got a piece of mail
that said, hey, Keith, I was just thinking about you. Man, I'd be like, awesome, awesome. I haven't seen this guy in 4 years. I haven't talked to this person in 10 years. I haven't, you know, connected with this person. I have a close friend, not even close. It's an acquaintance now, close friend from 15 years ago whose mother just passed. And I just sent him a quick private message when I found out. Private message. I don't even have a cell phone anymore. And I sent him a quick private message. And I'll tell you right now, he was shocked that I would think about him because I hadn't seen him in 15 years. But just to reach out and say, hey, man, thinking about you, makes a big deal. So your clients think that way too. The people in your network think that way too. They want to know, regardless, nobody will ever say it. Nobody will ever admit to it. But they want to know their thought of. And more
totally.
Than just a buy for me.
Well, and more than a Facebook like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook likes are important, but they're not the be all end all, right? They're not. You have to get out there.
Engage.
You know, I was in a couple opportunities this weekend, where you know I'm all about thinking about how can I get business from this group, right? I had the pleasure of getting on the ice Saturday night, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, there's 27 people here. Seven people know who I am, like me, who I am, want me to come back. And then remember me when it comes time, you know, to do business. Now, of course, I don't want to compete with the other person I was on the ice with, but, you know, of course, my leadership will hopefully rub off on them, and they'll you know, do good. And the same thing as I was at the sophomore meeting last night, and you'd be surprised. I'm not saying this out of air. You'd be surprised how many people knew who I was without me having any damn clue who they were. And then the third piece was basketball. I was at two basketball games on Saturday, and it's freaking amazing. Hey, Evan. I'm like, I don't no idea who you are, but how you doing? You know, it's almost like, dude, you're in the paper every day, man. Why want to be your friend, right? And I think that you've got to get in groups that people are going to – you got to give yourself that opportunity to be around people who are going to remember you more so than sitting behind the computer and banging out emails.
Yeah.
You know, that's good too. You know, sitting behind the computer, banging out phone calls, banging out posts, sending items of value. I don't be redundant. It seems like I'm saying the same message every single day. But until you guys prove to me that you're doing it, I'm going to say the same message. Because if not, you're going to sit and wait. And then you're going to get frustrated, and then you're going to – what are you going to do? You're going to quit.
Quit and get a job.
I got to get a job. I can't make it. The $1.26 every quarter is too much for me. Right? That's what's good.
That's funny.
You know,
that's
you know,
funny.
It's true, though, man. I mean, it's true. How many – of all the agents who have come in and out of this office, the main reason the people have left is because they aren't willing to spend the $1.26 when it comes due every 3 months. That
mm-hmm.
is the 100% reason why agents come and go out of this office. It's not because we don't get along. It's not because we're not cool. It's just that they don't have enough desire to see the $1.26 is worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's so true. So, guys, keep yourself up in front of people. Keep yourself up. You know what? Because you have the option. You have both options. You can do it. You know, quick, this is not a call to say this is what you have to do, but here's the reality. You have an option to make an impact. We're doing more than just earning income. Yeah, we're earning income. Yeah, you get a deal. It's awesome. But you're also going to have an impact. You're also going to create some influence along the way. And you're going to do that by staying in front of people continually in a good way.
And by doing your homework. So here's where the coaching part of the call comes. How are we doing on time here, man? Oh, we're good.
16
right,
minutes.
Here comes the coaching part of the call. You have to be ready at your holiday parties, at your basketball meetings, at your wherever you're going, wherever you're seeing people, at your Christmas dinners, your holiday parties, your friend party, your housewarming parties, your New Year's Eve parties, whatever. Before you start celebrating and lose consciousness, you have to be ready for people to say, oh, how's the real estate market? How you doing? What's going on in the market? And what answer are you going to tell them? Just like David Curveball, the bottom of the ninth with bases loaded, he has to know how to respond to that curveball. And he practices it time and time and time and time and time again. And people look at, you know, other people on his team and say, gee, I want to do what he's doing, or gee, I want to be like that, or gee, I'd like to have this, or gee, I want this goal. But you don't do anything to prepare for it, right? Professional athletes prepare and prepare and prepare and prepare. Michael Phelps, the swimmer, spends hundreds of hours in the pool on a regular basis, right, to make his goals and his money. Do we spend
mm-hmm.
do we spend an hour practicing our scripts and dialogues? Do we spend a half an hour a week practicing our scripts and dialogues? So good, Keith asked me. How's the market?
Evan, North Reading, what's happening here in North Reading? I see your name in the paper. I see your face in the paper. What's happening here in North Reading? How's the market?
North Reading's strong. Active listings are about 20. The days on market are right around 80 or so. It's 40 or so days to get an offer. There's about 16 active listings. I'd love to show you. When's the best time I can mail you something or work and I mail you something?
Wow.
Right? You got to know. I just told you. What are the average days on market in North Andover?
78.
How's it over last month?
Last month was about the same. Couple days higher, but about the same.
But now keep in mind, Keith, I appreciate you asking, but the numbers I quoted you were single families only. There are multifamilies in North End. There's no multifamilies in North Reading and not enough condos to speak of. So although I appreciate you telling you, it's about single families only. Say something stupid. Just say something smart. Don't say something stupid. How's the market? Gee, it's great. You know? Well, no shit. What are you going to say? You know, it's like
That's a conversation killer. Don't give a conversation killer.
Here's a good example of that. When you go into a restaurant, you say, you ask the server, hey, how's the swordfish? What's the server going to tell you? Oh, it sucks. It's sour. They don't do a good job cooking it. It's awful. Right? What is she going to tell you? Yeah, what is she going to tell you? She's going to say, oh, it's great. You know, fresh cut. You're fresh caught right off the boat. What is she going to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right on.
And if she says something other than that, you're thinking about, geez, you know,
maybe I should eat somewhere else.
Yeah, thanks for being honest. But, you know, hey. And the same thing is, remember, you have to build relationships. My fourth example, I had a very busy weekend. I was in a house in Lowell on Saturday, and, you know, they brought the whole family up. There's eight of us standing in this kitchen in Lowell on Saturday. And they're looking at me like, well, it's a HUD home. They're looking at me, what do they want to do? What do they want to do? And I looked at the mom and the dad, and I said, I'm not selling you this house. I said, I can't do it. This house needs too much. You're going to put 50 or 60 into it. You're not going to leave the closing table thinking, right on, I just bought a house for my daughter. I said, I can't do it. I said, this isn't the house for you. You're not in a hurry. Just keep looking. You know, now that's building a relationship as opposed to chasing a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can't always chase a dollar. Sometimes you got to say, listen, this is a person I've gotten a referral from. This is a person I'm going to get referrals from. This is a repeat customer of ours in some fashion. There's no way that I'm going to sell you a hunk of shit. I can't do it.
And you have to be okay with that.
Well, you have to be okay with that. But number one, number two is you got to realize you're going to get paid the same day. Whether she buys a house on Saturday or buys a house next Saturday, the closing date's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to close the end of January, right? So you got to understand how the market works on top of that. So while you're slow, you can think, geez, I don't have any business today. Well, you need to get some business by the end of the month for you to close your January. You've already wrapped up your December. If you don't have something on the books now, your December's sunk, you know, selling-wise. Rental-wise, it's not. But selling-wise, you get ridiculously
lucky. I
think
that's one of the biggest misconceptions that we have as agents. I think that's one of the biggest things is if I can take somebody out, well, maybe I can get – I think that even though we know we don't get paid today, we look at it as a paycheck today. And I think that'll fumble you. That'll make you fumble.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good point to kind of stick on here for a minute. You know, what's going to happen is any deal you put together between now and, let's say, Christmas, it's going to close end of January. There's no changing that. Week or two here or there, but nothing's going to pay you today. So, you know, again, when I go out with people, I say the same thing. I said, listen, I'm going to feed my kids either way. You buy a house today, buy a house tomorrow. It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to close either way. You know, so I said to the girl and her family, and they're looking at me like, really? I said, listen, I'm not into it. You know, can't do it.
Right on.
Yeah, bring it home for us, buddy.
Hey, well, guys, this is a perfect time to get yourself ramped up. I know I said it last week. I said it the week before, most probably. And if you've been in front of me, I've said it to you in person. And it's time to ramp yourself up. It's time to prepare yourself for what's going to come in January. You set up today. One of my most favorite quotes we started to talk about a little while ago, one of my most favorite things to say or hear or even see is champions are not made in the ring. They're simply identified there. And so right now today, you can start setting yourself up to be a champion in the market that's going to come in the spring. Set yourself up.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.